Welcome into After Hours. I'm Chris Bleck with Adam Abdallah. Make sure you like and subscribe to this channel. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about an article on ESPN.com from Aaron Schatz. He used to be from Football Outsiders. He's really smart. He gives you a lot of great information. He's now on ESPN.com, and he has an article about the biggest weaknesses for each NFL team now that we're after the draft, after free agency. And specifically, when we look at the Chicago Bears, what does he say about the Bears in this situation?
Well, he says that their biggest need after the draft right now, going into, you know, a rookie mini camp start here soon. We're going to get into the real training camp once we get to like June, July, all that kind of stuff. He says the biggest weakness right now is quarterback for the Chicago Bears, specifically saying that Tyson Bagent is not a capable backup, that Brett Rippon, who they brought in as well in his one start for the Rams, wasn't very good either. I came up with a list, Chris. I have five other positions that the Bears need to address before they actually get to said training camp that are bigger than quarterback. Because I don't like Tyson Bagent was fine, right? Yeah. Tyson Bagent came in last year. He played in four games. They went 2-2 in those games. I think he's got better weapons around him this year. If Caleb Williams gets hurt, the defense is good. You know, I think they've got an easier schedule. So if you have a backup quarterback come in and have to play three, four games, if it's anything that's five games or more, like then you're in trouble, regardless of who your backup quarterback is, right? So to have Caleb Williams miss five, six, seven, eight games with an injury that's going to keep him out for very long, I think is going to be a bigger problem anyway. So quarterback, not on my list.
Okay.
I start. Number one, defensive end. Like an obvious need for the Bears is defensive end. You've got Montez Sweat. You had Yannick Ngakoue for a while last year. He gets hurt. There is a possibility that he comes back. You know, they draft Austin Booker, who could be a guy who's there really for depth. But you've got DeMarcus Walker on the other side right now. Is that going to be enough? It could be, but I would like more depth at that position.
Yeah, I could see how that's the number one need. I think what could offset that is that Montez Sweat is so good that you can make the argument you could kind of have almost anyone on the opposite side and you're still going to do damage. Mm-hmm. And therefore, that's not the biggest need. Like, I could see an argument where that's made and why quarterback and what Aaron Schatz is pointing to is backup quarterback. You know, at this moment in time, Caleb Williams is not an elite all-pro quarterback for the Chicago Bears. We hope he gets there someday, but that's not the case before rookie minicamp has even started.
No.
So I do see his assessment that the backup quarterback position is a place of need, and there's an unproven guy who is set to be the backup who was okay last year. Bagent was okay, but I think we would like some more experience. So to your number one defensive end, The pushback on that would be because Sweat is so good, it offsets the fact that you don't have a reliable go-to guy on the other side. But I agree with you. There is a need there at defensive end. And perhaps Yannick Ngakoue is the person that we get through this summer and heading into training camp. That's the guy that the Bears bring in, just like they did last year.
Yeah, absolutely.
He wasn't there for the start of camp. He was brought in after camp started, and he was a good piece to get us through the season.
So. My number two, someone who's going to play the three technique position. I know you've got Jervon Dexter there, but after that, like, there's really not a lot of depth on this offensive or this defensive line, excuse me. And so they didn't address it in the draft. They didn't address it in free agency. I don't really think you have, and you know, Matt Eberflus has said his system, it all starts with getting to the quarterback. And we saw the difference Montez Sweat made, a three technique that can get to the quarterback, that can, you know, plug running running plays and stop the run. Like, you need someone like that, and you need the ability to get to the quarterback, and just blitzing, you know, guys left and right isn't going to be an answer for the long term. You can kind of, you know, do that a little bit, which they were doing before Montez Sweat got here and the year before that. But I don't think that they've really shored up this defensive line enough.
Yeah. I don't know. I think
you don't agree with me on any of these.
Well, no, I think what they're hoping for is that the two players they drafted last year, that they take a major step forward.
Okay.
Jervon and Dexter, I think they're hoping that those players step into those roles. Mm-hmm. You're right. They didn't do enough in this offseason to address that as far as a need. And Billings played really well last year as well. He got a contract extension. So I'm with you on the idea that they didn't do anything to improve it. But did you think they were bad last year?
No, I didn't think they were bad, but the problem is they got pretty lucky with health besides the Yannick Ngakoue injury, right? Like, that's the thing. Like, the injury pendulum swings very swiftly.
Yeah.
And they were pretty lucky last year with defensive injuries. I know Eddie Jackson missed some time, which was, you know, and now he's not on the team anymore. They replaced him. But as far as the defensive side of the ball, they really didn't have too many injuries and they were pretty lucky. And that pendulum could swing back at any moment. This is more a depth piece for me.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't go out and sign a big free agent to fill this hole. So now you kind of need guys for depth. And I think that that is a bigger need to me than backup quarterback. Like, this to me are all numbers, all positions that I would put numbers ahead of backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. I also said Javon and Dexter.
Yes.
It's the same person. Pickens. So, like, you can stay out of the comments. I got you. It's Pickens.
Delete your comment.
But I would say, yeah, I see what you're saying. They could add more depth in Pickens and Dexter. That those two need to take another step forward. So then you don't have to have the concern about depth because those players are your starters. Billings would then be a backup. Mm-hmm. And then, like, things start to make more sense along the depth on the defensive line. But then also, kind of like my opinion off of the defensive end, you also see a difference in how these players kind of got after the quarterback once Montez Sweat appeared in a Bears uniform.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we saw an improvement across the entire defensive line because of one player. And I know that Eberflus and Ryan Poles, they talk about it. He's a multiplier.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Sweat is. So, yes, it is a concern. I don't know if I would have that on the top of my list, but what's number three?
Number three is the guard on the offensive line. I think you've got guys that I think, you know, people and fans wanted a bigger splash on the offensive line than just, you know, addressing the center with two guys. I think that, you know, having Tevin Jenkins, who is injury prone, like, that's not something that's outlandish to say. He gets hurt pretty easily.
Yeah, he does.
Nate Davis missed a decent amount of time last season with injuries. He had some personal things going on in training camp and that kind of stuff, but that's, I'm not holding that against him. The injuries are a cause for concern. And I feel like you either needed a different starter there maybe, or you need more depth at that position. I think that, you know, having Ja'Tyre Carter is great, but, and you can, you know, move him inside and all that kind of stuff. And he can play different positions on the line. But I think that you needed to address a little bit more depth before you addressed backup quarterback.
I'm with you. Depth on the offensive line for sure. The position at guard, also center. You mentioned center. Center is the number one spot. Now, I think Ryan Poles thinks that they've addressed that spot with the trade that they made for Bates. And I think that they feel good heading into this offseason and into the summer in that spot. But I think your tackles are solidified. I think you're good there. And I think we'll have to see how the health kind of plays out. You mentioned it being a depth spot. When this entire group outside of center was healthy last year, they played good football.
They did, yes.
Jenkins and Davis, I like them when healthy. And then I think both Jones and then Wright, I think they did a really nice job last year too. So I feel as if healthy, this is a good group. You just have to fix the center position.
Yeah. My next one, number four, is the tackle position, though.
Okay.
Because, you know, you got pretty lucky. You know, they really, like, obviously, Tevin Jenkins. Obviously, Darnell Wright comes in. He plays really well. He was hurt for most of the year, but he played through it. You know, and you got lucky because you have a guy who's a gamer, who's going to play through it, who's going to play really well. Braxton Jones played 2 years ago the entire year, played every single snap, was very healthy. He was great. He was hurt for some of last year. My problem is the depth. Again, a common theme here is that because this is a going off of having Tyson Bagent being the biggest need, the depth to me at tackle, you have Larry Borum and you have Amagaji who they drafted. And that's, is that good enough? for one of those guys if they
get injured again. Well, let me ask you this. I understand that your last two spots are both on the offensive line, and the reasoning behind it is depth. I would imagine that we could go 32 for 32 of teams that you could point to one or two spots on the offensive line and saying we're a little shallow in this spot.
Yes.
And we need more depth to get through a season. Because, like, that's the thing I never understand about some football fans in the city of Chicago. Because, you know, if you're just watching this show on YouTube and you don't listen to Chicago sports radio, I mean, sometimes it's as if people in the city of Chicago only watch Chicago Bears football. But like half the league after 4 weeks will be dealing with offensive line issues.
Yes.
And offensive line issues with depth. So I understand your point. I'm not that concerned with it.
No, and I mean, that's why I put it at four, because yeah. I'm not that concerned with it. And for number five, I debated. I could have gone one route. I could have gone the joke route and just said defensive end again. And just been like, I really want another defensive end. That's actually what I wrote down. But now that I'm thinking about it, you can never have too many corners, right? Jalen Johnson played really well last year. I think that there's nothing wrong with having other corners there. You've got Tyreek Stevenson, who played really well too. But after that, you've got Jalen Jones. You've got, you know, Terrell Smith. Like, there needs to be, I think, a better rotation there for this defense to find success. Notice that I don't, besides the offensive line, like, you don't need another backup tight end. You've got a good tight end.
You've got
skill position players. You know, you've got enough wide receivers. I don't really think there are many positions of need for depth, you know, in the skill positions on offense.
Right.
That now corner's getting a little greedy on my part before saying, you know, defensive end again as a joke. But like, I feel like that's a position where if you had an extra draft pick, maybe you could have gone there instead of taking a punter. And done that and had another guy that you're building up and can groom to become a starter at some point. Yeah. You did just pay Jalen Johnson. So I think that that's my fifth one, is I'm going to say corner. Because you can never, with all these great wide receivers in the league, you've got to face Justin Jefferson twice. You've got to face the Lions twice. You know, Jordan Love's not getting any worse by their accounts this year. So you've got to face good quarterbacks and good wide receivers all over the league, especially in the division. So why not load up on corner?
And you have the Patriots on the schedule. So you better watch out for their wide receivers as well.
You know what I mean.
That's our list for the needs for this Bears roster as we head into the summer. Aaron Schatz on ESPN.com says backup quarterback is number one. What do you think? Leave a comment below. He's Adam Abdallah. I'm Chris Bleck. Like and subscribe to this channel. Thanks for watching.